Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLean. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLean. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Hinton goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell scores. Tasby moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tasby moves to third. Hank Foyle's now catching. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber bunts towards first. Zipfel scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Connell covering, for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Foyles and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Connell strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Hinton moves to third. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zipfel hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-0 in the game. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-1 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright juggles the ball. That's an error on Bright. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Herzog moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Herzog scores. Brandt moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, Senators, 2. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Connell is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Barber reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zipfel strikes out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt bunts towards third. Bright fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herzog moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Brandt moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green pinch hits for Joe McLain. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Marty Keogh now playing right field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Adair steals second. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Barber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to second. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zipfel strikes out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bright takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus pinch runs for Harry Bright. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.